it's 8:03.
Let's get going then. We have three applications. First on the agenda is the Newport St. Lion Docks Foundation.
Point of order, if yeah. I might interrupt. Could I amend the agenda just so that we could at least discuss the process we're going to follow? Last time we had a process of evaluation, scoring, and all. Mm-hmm. We kind of talked through that a little bit so we know where we're going. Would that be possible?
Well, I don't think we can talk about it if you like. I have no objection. We haven't scored people. We didn't pass out scoring sheets and things. Do you think you need to have a scoring sheet?
Well, last time that's what we did. I guess we should probably talk about that. We have points for each section.
Yeah, every section says 25 points.
Yes, it does.
And last time we all evaluated those, then we melded them and looked mm-hmm. at them and then made a decision on those. Do we want to change the process or?
Well, right now we didn't, before we had the actual short scoring sheets handed out, which we haven't done.
And I didn't take the time to score them because I pretty much in my mind had figured it out. Mm-hmm. So if we want to score them, I think we need to take the time to
Take extra time to do it. We need to get the sheets to do it on or do it as we go along as discussing, because we could write down the numbers of what we think on our applications as we go on.
Uh-huh. Well, last time we had six or seven to get mm-hmm. through to, so we needed that.
And you had a limited amount of money and couldn't fund everything. Right now, OMSI has requested the entire amount, but the other two haven't. So in theory, we could fund some, but each of them some. We just have to cut whatever we're going to do for OMSI. We don't have the same constriction. But we can score them as we go through. I mean, we have their applications. We can put the numbers on them that we want as we discuss them, and we can either grade them individually as well as grade them collectively. I don't know.
Well, we do have here on the agenda develop potential follow-up questions for applicants, so we might not even need to be scoring at this time if we're just going to. Seems like last time we had a motion to discuss, and because it seems like there could very well be follow-up questions, which would, scoring would be after that, maybe follow-up. Depending on if we have follow-up questions.
Okay.
I mean, it is on the agenda.
Right.
Well, should that be discussed first? Whether there are follow-up questions, I guess, as you go through each one.
I think it might be easier if we do it as we go through each one. We talk about one subject, see what people are feeling, and we grade if we can. If we have questions, we figure out what those are for each candidate. And then if we seem to have a mind that we're ready to make a decision, we'll go through we go through all of them and then start making decisions. If not, we can figure out how much more time we need. And what we need, and who to ask questions, and who we call back.
That sounds good.
Sounds good. Great.
Okay.
Thanks.
Got another process thing. Sorry.
Okay.
And I apologize to the whole group for not making it to the first one. So, because I didn't get the benefit of seeing the three presentations, I'm thinking maybe I should not be voting, but be a part of the discussion. I mean, because I got the grant applications the same day as everybody and read them and everything. So, but I lack the benefit of the presentation. So, whether or not I should vote is what I'm bringing up.
I have no objection to you voting. I think it depends on whether that is the critical vote to make a decision, and I'm not sure we're going to be that close on anything.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I think I don't think any of the presentations necessarily deviated in any large way from what's in the materials.
Okay.
And that's what I think. What you've got is pretty much what was presented.
Okay.
It was just highlighted, emphasized.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I think the presentations count for a lot for me anyway.
Okay.
I mean, to just disregard it would be not so great for the
applicants. Well, it would be disregarding it for 1/7 of the committee only.
Yeah.
As an FYI, that audio file of the presentations is on the website and has been on the website since we met last.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you could listen to it.
So theoretically, I could have attended it by now.
And if we have to come back again because we want new presentations, mm-hmm. it's very mm-hmm. easy for you to catch up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you. I'll just leave it there.
Has there been how do we leave what?
You're what?
In or out?
Right now.
I don't know if anyone mm-hmm. has listened to it, but we haven't received any kind of comments from the public regarding those presentations.
Okay. Let's discuss the sea lions.
Just a point of order. What did mm-hmm. we decide that...
Did people feel okay about me? I mean, I did go through, and even without a score sheet, I did rate them.
Mm-hmm. Are you a voting member or not is a question? Is that what we decided?
Do you feel adequately prepared?
I'm willing to go either way, and I do feel like I can contribute to this discussion, because if it sounds like there wasn't a lot of variety because of the presentation, I probably would be adequate to do it.
If we disqualify people for not attending, and should this drag on, we may find we're down to very few people that have made it to every meeting.
Fair enough.
Well, I think it depends on what they miss and how they can catch up.
Yeah.
If you have somebody that attends one meeting and never comes back, it's one thing, but if someone can catch up in a way or the materials help compensate, then I'm not certain it's a problem.
Are we talking about people in this group?
Mm-hmm. The seven.
I don't think we've had a problem with that. Do you have it be a point?
So, like I said, she can catch it. I think a lot of the material is, what was in the presentation assists us, but a lot of it's in the material. So
well, plus I think I can gain it from the discussion that mm-hmm. you guys do.
Like I said, the only time I would find it critical is if you were the deciding vote. And that might be an issue.
Be sure and bring that up.
I'm not sure it's going to happen. Okay. Is it any other points of order before we start discussing the sea lions? Okay. Anybody for the sea lions wants to discuss the sea lions?
Anybody for them?
Oh, of course.
Sure.
We start with the fours and not, then we get the against. Is there anybody against the sea lions? Okay. Then we don't have any nays. I would have let them make the presentation to say why then so we could I'll jump in and attack them so they can choose their mind, right? Okay. Is there any discussion on the sea lions?
Well, I thought their presentation was straightforward. They covered all the points. Tourists definitely go there. It attracts tourists. I like how they've added the features of having docents down there to talk about the sea lions as well as other things in Newport. I like how they've basically been doing a lot of this themselves, private citizens with businesses down there. And I think it fits our mission with this money as promoting tourism.
Yeah, they've been very collaborative, working with groups, making sure that what working with the fishermen and with the tourist, they've got the people with jackets on to help work with tourists that are there. And they've really thought through a lot of the whole experience, the tourism experience.
And they've overcome any objections. Like you said, well, they got people with jackets because mm-hmm. it's getting crowded down there. So they've listened and overcome things that were brought up.
One of the things I think is an advantage is it's a limited budget. They're just building the docks. They may have some maintenance costs, but that can probably be covered with their little collection jars. And in fact, if they leave them out for the next 10 or 15 years, they might even be able to accumulate enough money to replace them. I mean, it's a modest thing. It's only, you don't have any operating costs so long as everybody's cooperative. You have people, for the Sea Grant, they're getting money from elsewhere, but they're being conscious about educating people about the waterfront, a working waterfront, as well as other aspects of the town. It seems that it fits pretty well with everything that we want. Does anybody have any questions that they haven't had answered that they want to have answered?
Just one comment. The only reason I didn't give them I gave them a moderately high score, but the only reason I marked them down from high was that they were relying very heavily on this grant for 50% of the whole project. So it seems to me that maybe the city of Newport could ask that they be that the city be highly recognized as, a real prime benefactor if the city does follow through with 50% of what they need.
Well, I feel like as far as the presentation went that the group clearly had roots in the community for a long time, 10, 20 years or so, which I think, to my mind anyway, is what we want to be supporting is local economies, people who are rooted in the community for a long time. And they expressed that the Sea Lions were part of the important ambiance as far as why people came to the Bayfront was for those sea lions. I didn't agree that it was really a tourist destination per se, but I think that in support of them coming together with their proposal and short order, that I think we should support it, but I thought 50 seemed like a lot. But that's just my opinion.
One thing, though, is maybe wasn't brought out in their presentation so much as they are relatively new to putting all this together. So the amount of money that they raised was done in a really short period of time. So they haven't had as much time maybe as the aquatic park and that. So that's kind of impressive.
Interesting.
It's been like, I think, 6 months where they formed this, got it together, and yeah, it's been a short period.
It's been a short period, and they've already got $7,500 from cash donations.
Which they did get some from the county.
So that's another $8,000. That's another $8,000.
Yeah.
But they have public donations. The Bayfront merchants really support this. They realize that it's part of their business, so they have put jars out for them.
Right.
And, you know, the public is supporting it. And since it is modest, you know, if someone puts a couple of dollars in and you get enough people, like I say, I think they might be able to pay for the new one over the 10 or 15 year period as long as they don't have a major disaster.
Or at least taking good care of this one.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of a self-funding, an easy self-funding because it's modest nature, frankly. Their big expense is actually building it. Mm-hmm. And while I would like a little bit more hard data of exactly what they're going to do in terms of cost, it's a simple enough project that it's not the kind of thing that I'm going to worry about.
And on the topic of building, was there some question about whether it was going to be a local contractor for the pilings, or did they already choose someone, or
They had somebody local, but they failed in the execution, apparently for reasons unknown, that they had to seek otherwise, because I think that was the only guy available.
They had a local guy, but he, for some reason, didn't follow through and get the permits, and sometimes contractors get permits, and sometimes they expect the owner of the installation to get the permits, so there may have just been a communication confusion, or he got too busy or something.
Well, she said this is Janet Webster's husband, Steve Webster, was that right?
Mm-hmm.
And that he is thinking sort of retirement,
mm-hmm.
I thought there was that, mm-hmm. and so he wasn't, you know, treating as a normal job, I guess.
Yeah. And they are going to go back to him again, mm-hmm. when they go out.
But he really cares about the community. I mean, he's dedicated.
Well, the problem with doing construction work is that you have to have a certain amount, you have to pay, you have to be licensed, you have to have insurance and all those extra costs, and I can imagine in the economy right now, sometimes those extra costs don't seem to be justified, so people aren't doing it or maybe come back to it later when the economy improves. So that may be part of it, too.
If they have a good partnership with Port of Newport, I think they will be able to be helped to find the contractors, you know, for all of these specialized underwater things.
Mm-hmm. One of our emphases is to try to help local economy by hiring locals in the construction base. Some things are not really going to be available locally.
Yeah.
But
the Port of Newport does have that mm-hmm. bias and orientation also, as far as I know.
Okay. Yeah. So is there any question about the sea lions?
So everybody wants to fund them, it doesn't matter how much, is that what
we're
looking at?
Yeah. Let's not get to the dollar amounts right yet. If people would score them, take a moment to score them if they haven't scored, so we can get the scoring done. As far as I'm concerned, you can write them on your sheets.
You know, I just have one scoring sheet. Can I get a few copies? Maybe somebody else needs copies.
I don't have any scoring. I don't have a
scoring
sheet.
I'm doing yellow paper. I've
never seen them.
How many people want copies? Three?
Why don't you do them all around?
Okay, three.
If you just ask Cheryl out there, she'll make some.
Okay, so everybody wants three. Is that right? 2, 4, 6, 8.
That'd be great. That'll work.
I realized I hadn't seen the sea lions, so I went down there and looked at them. There was only about 4 or 5 people looking at sea lions, but there was only about 4 or 5 people on all of the Bayfront. So I think the basement really needs some stimulus down there. And as the one person said in his presentation, these are sort of like carnival barkers or whatever, and do draw people to that area.
What time of the week did you go down there?
Weekday.
Yeah. In February.
During the day?
It's pretty soon.
Yeah. Well, weekday during February. That's
Saturday,
why there's only
about lunchtime, and the dock was packed with people.
Well, I think it has a number of advantages, simply because it is free. Okay? If you have a family with several kids, it gets to the point where you can't pay to go into everything. And the animals are something kids can enjoy, so they can come down and they can take a look-see. And if the Sea Grant people are doing their job, you get a little education, but you do it gently. It's a working front. I think it works out. You promote the Maritime Museum. You promote the aquarium. All those little things help make it a complete seafront rather than just one thing.
Well, there's also the part where they're doing rehabilitation in that cage there.
Mm-hmm. I think that's an important thing. If you have them watching them do that once in a while, where they actually are doing it, people feel they're making a contribution, and that we're making a contribution to helping the sea lion. So they kind of, they are helping us, we're helping them.
I've decided one of the most important questions we ask is, how does the project demonstrate financial stability? And they listed their $7,500 that they've raised in donations, and they've spent some of that. But as Caroline is apparently aware, the county has granted an additional $8,000 on a 2-1 vote to this group, so that would be added to what they've raised. And what increases, in my mind, their financial stability.
I don't know if it has to do anything with it, but there's a proposal to move the rest of the Japanese dock down there and set it right in front of the undersea gardens.
In lieu of this?
This is a separate project that they're working on. I don't know if that's going to occur, but... Just on the
well, table. It depends how big a piece and how much space it takes up.
It's a big piece.
Well, you got much bigger piece than you really anticipated. But
yes.
Again, it's an educational tool. Let people see exactly what it is.
That's one of the things that the conceptual drawing I saw had the dock sitting there, and then it had poster boards on it that would explain, what it was and how it came to be here and those kinds of things.
Well, we need to have tsunami awareness, because when the big one hits, it's going to be devastating, and if people aren't ready, it's going to be a huge problem. Okay.
Well, I think the only objection would be that it's a temporary structure, and we have all these unpredictable weather patterns happening all over the world, that it's an investment that who knows how long it would really last as far as justifying the expenditure.
Yeah. If you get a really bad, nasty storm, it could potentially do damage, or a tsunami coming in from elsewhere like it happened in Depot Bay. It's just in a sheltered spot, so it shouldn't be as vulnerable.
I guess just so everybody's aware that that's the facts, but again, we're supporting local economy, and they, as a group, in short order, presented that they were, deeply rooted in the community, and it was important to them just to support that proposal in that way mm-hmm. for local economy. That was kind of my thinking.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Then on the construction, the docks that were down there weren't constructed for sea lions, the original ones.
Right.
But hopefully if they do another dock, they hopefully will take into consideration the weight restrictions.
Right. Well, those have been there a long time.
They have been, actually, yeah.
Well, the group is new, but the concept and the benefit of the docks is already demonstrated, which is what's good. We don't have to conceptualize or imagine the benefit. We know there's something
short.
And it's a modest budget for the benefit received, basically.
Did you get it?
So everybody's just now scoring for what? How much they're going to get, or that we're going to do it, or what?
I think we're just scoring here on the project itself, not the actual dollar amounts.
As far as being that we all agree that we should do it?
Yeah. The ranking of how
I better get a calculator. I'll make it up, yeah. That's what I told Miranda I did about the public safety goals update. He said, should I do that? And I said, no, I already made it up.
People ready to proceed?
I am. Another minute.
Okay.
Done, put your pencils down, right?
Well, I want to give people enough time. I don't think we're in a hurry. We only have three proposals. Okay, let's talk about OMSI. First of all, is there who's for and who's against, just so we get a sense of where people are? Who's for?
I'm for.
For or against OMSI?
With reservations.
Okay. Anybody truly against OMSI then? Okay. Let's start talking. What are you interested in? What's important to you about OMSI? What's wrong with OMSI?
I'll just start by saying there's several benefits. One, of course, it'll bring a science camp to the coast, but I think it'll also help our marine science education area. The aquarium is here, Hatfield Marine Science Center, Visitor Center is here, and other tourist destinations in the marine science education area. OMSI has a strong regional, if not national, presence, they can help, and they can help by working with these other groups to help bring additional tourists to the area that standing alone we probably wouldn't get unless we do it very slowly. They're a very professional, high-end kind of organization that can market themselves well and bring people here. The other thing is they're working very collaboratively. They came out last year to have a focus group in the community. I was in on that, and there was a lot of pushback. It's like, who are you coming in here to try to raise money, and we already have things going on? And we said, you've got to meet with our community. You've got to meet with the aquarium and the school district, and they listened, and they've been doing that. They've been coming out and meeting regularly with Ruth McDonald at the school district and Carrie Lewis and others at the aquarium, and Tracy Cruz and others at Mark Farley and Sean Rowe at Hatfield, and so they've been doing what we'd asked them to do. So I think at first there was some concern that they might come in and intrude and take away, but I think they're recognizing the need to really help the whole area go up, sort of that rising tide floats all boats. So those are some thoughts.
I think it fits really well with our community. I like that they already have the land. I mean, I think it would be a huge benefit for our city, you know, just like John said, and they have the backing and the strength, and they have all of that behind them. And so the only bet on there is the tourism spending. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the only thing. We told them that, too, so they've got to find a way to link that.
I don't think it has much in the tourism spending either. It does fit in with what's going on in South Beach. It's another aspect of it. They have made an opportunity to cooperate with the local community instead of taking over. I was surprised that in their operations they did their marine science in the San Juans or in the Redwoods in California. They weren't doing anything in Oregon in terms of their off-camp business. It's Oregon Museum of Science and Industries. Why are they elsewhere? It just occurred to me that they should be doing more here, and they can do that now if they have this facility. I do think they bring in a different mix of people, a different mix of contributors, because they probably do not overlap with what's been going on here. They may not be really in competition for donors and that kind of thing. But no, I don't think it's going to be overwhelming in terms of tourism, at least not immediately. It's not the kind of thing that people come as a tourist into the destination. They come for the camp, and maybe it'll develop an interest, and maybe people will come back and they'll do a few things, but they're a little bit weak on the tourist side.
But in addition, though, like John said, they have this huge marketing, so they'll be marketing Newport in that camp, so that, you know, the benefit of that would have
there'd be a lot of spillover from that.
Yeah.
Well, I think what John Woody mentioned about the initial community pushback, I had an opportunity to talk to Jan Eastman, who's the manager of the Performing Arts Center, just to get a historical background on how long it took them to do the fundraising for the Performing Arts Center. And she said 10 to 20 years, depending on when you started counting, because I know a couple of theaters started in the Natalie basement and so on. But I guess, it seems like a good organization doing good things and so on, but it isn't, like you said, it's not a tourist industry per se. And so I guess my thought is, and it's not exactly a numbers evaluation, but it's sort of like, deeply rooted in the community, as she said, the perception of having this group fund them is like having that, and really, is that really the truth of the matter as far as are they rooted in the community or not? Does the community even know much about it? I mean, I did talk to Derek, and he said the city has been working on this for 2 years, at least getting the land acquisition, so it looks to me like however this works, that they're in the loop to get this going, regardless of what happens with this group. But anyway, that was my thought, is just like sort of like paying your dues in the community, like instantly come in and be right in, or, you know, spend 10, 20 years with really grassroots organizations. So that was my feeling about it.
Okay. Having said that, I think the question, how does the project demonstrate financial stability, is important. This is a group that indicates that they're outdoor education programs realize an average of $1.3 million in revenue every year. They have a plus 17% margin. The programs operate in a surplus every year. They've already raised 23% of their total cost of the project, or $2,257,000. They already have the property. I think one of the weaknesses is the number of tourists they're talking of drawing with this project. And I think this is the low number is offset by the fact that it's OMSI is such a big operation. They said they had 20,000 members, and Wikipedia provided data on how many people are attending OMSI annually, and then they said 2002 it was already around 800,000. So I think they if they will cooperate, they could be a great marketing tool for the tourism industry, even though the project itself, they talked mostly about family of campers being drawn to the area and that sort of thing. I like their financial stability. If we award anything to either of the other two projects, we're going to have to cut to $300,000. This one is asking, but I would award a high amount to this project. I really like it.
Well, and they were fine with a lesser amount, because what they're looking for mainly is a show of support, because when they go to their donors, that's really important to see that the city is behind them. So
my best guess was that it's probably not good form for us not to fund, but if we didn't fund, they'd do it anyway. I don't think they're going to have problems completing the project. Given their abilities and the fact they're already committed, I think they're going to do it. I think it's good that we fund something, but if we didn't, I think they'd raise some money and go ahead. I don't think they have a problem.
What other city money is already obliged to these folks? Because, you know, Derek said 2 years ago they started working with the city on land acquisition, so I'm wondering, is the city already chipping in a big hunk? Does anybody know?
No, the city hasn't contributed anything toward the project as I understand it, but Derek has, of course, spent a lot of time. I mean, if you wanted to count that.
Right.
But
so as far as the
land development, you have to.
I mean, as far as this perception of community support, I mean, it already is available through Derek's work. He said they've been working together for 2 years at least on the project. So
that's not unusual for land development.
Well, no, I'm just saying, so it's not dependent on this particular amount of money in this group has.
No, just when you go out for grants, people look at who's already given you money.
Right.
And I want to ask a question, too, about the improvements they're doing out there as far as the roads and the light. Doesn't that help the city overall?
Yes.
The urban renewal we just did down there did a lot, and part of it was in the reason we did it was because OMSI was coming. And also the Safe Haven Hill project was real important because OMSI wanted to have that in case there was a tsunami for the kids or the campers to someplace to go. So that's why we've done a lot of these other projects.
But we've paid for that. They haven't paid for that.
Right.
But they were talking about Abalone Street. Now, is that something the city would do? You know, I mean, are they, you know, how much is the city pitching in on the cutting in of a whole new street and the whole 101, you know, these proposed stoplights along the way? I just wondered, I mean, they are getting, you know, city backing as far as the perception of city backing goes. Mm-hmm. So the point I'm making is all, you know.
But again, a lot of the development we've done on the urban renewal district down there wasn't specifically because of OMSI. It was just generally, these are projects we've been working on for many, many years to reduce the congestion down there. And also, there was a plan a couple of years ago to put Home Depot down there, although it kind of failed.
Right.
But part of the plan was developed because of the Home Depot project on it.
Right, and that's a good example of them having community support and that the ones that were already there, you know, reneged the idea of having another corporation come in. So it's just a point of, you know, maybe, you know, this is already a done deal, right? I mean, it's going to happen regardless, and it's just a matter of putting, you know, tourism money into the project versus whatever city is already collaborating with, obviously, for a few years now or a couple of years ago. So, I don't know. It seems like a good organization. I'm not quarreling with that at all. It's just, is this the amount of money we want to be spending on this group, per se? For, you know.
Well, they said it was going to be a 2016 launch. Does that mean that the money's going to be sitting dormant until that time? Or what's the timeline on actually funding them on whatever we decide?
As I understand it, we fund when we get building permits, when they're actually doing construction.
Okay. And they've raised the match.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's also an agreement that the city would have with each one of these grantees.
Mm-hmm. Which is, what would that be? That would be a separate thing, you mean? Or
yes.
We give the grant, but they have to have a contract on the nature and extent of the relationship and when things are done precisely.
Exactly.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. The same thing with the county grants.
Yeah.
It's a good model, too.
Yeah, and I was curious, too, so the city would be doing oversight in terms of, we gave this $250,000 to this group and somebody checks off that all happens. Just curious about that.
I'm just hoping that with the projects we funded, we get some good feedback, because right now there's no plan to refund this process. So unless we have good feedback from what we've already spent, you don't get the encouragement to have more money put in.
Well, the Performing Arts Center just had a whole big performance last Sunday on the new sound system that was funded by this grant, which was mm-hmm. really quite astounding.
But Margaret brings up a good point, which would go to you, Dean, to maybe bring up at your city council, as I would like feedback on those projects and how city people are monitoring them. Did they use local contractors like they said they would? Mm-hmm. Did they spend the money where they said they would? You know, I need to know that if I'm going to ever do anything like this again.
Yeah, you've got a couple of the projects that are supposedly doing things right now, and you're getting the summer to see the success or not, because the Maritime Museum is supposed to be getting done so they can open this year. The aquarium is supposed to be getting done so they can open the new project this year. The Performing Arts is doing things over stages, and I'm glad they got the sound system in, but again, they have a bigger project in mind that they had a bigger timeline on. But we do need positive feedback from the community, and to make sure that they're spending the money wisely. And then if we do, then you sort of encourage more tourism money to be put into this task force.
And did they do what they said they would do in their mm-hmm. requests?
Yeah. I think the council would request from everybody, if it's not already in the paperwork, and I don't know if it is or not in the original contracts, but a report on exactly the mm-hmm. concerns you've had. Part of the problem with this money, though, it may not ever come again, because this was kind of a unique situation where the money was put aside many years ago for the event center, and it never came to be. And so that money was just sitting there, and we decided we wanted to get it off the shelf and do something with it. And
but
so
you collect room tax money mm-hmm. all the time, right?
Right, but yes. Generally those are all. There's already things allocated. Thank you for very much.
Does money result from an additional tax or an increased tax?
Yeah, and it was for a time
yeah,
span.
Yeah, it was for a very short
years,
period of time.
Yeah.
And it was an increased additional tax?
Yeah, there was extra money thrown in. Because the event center was, several million way back when.
Yeah.
And so they wanted to put a lot aside. And unfortunately, it didn't go anywhere.
So the present room tax then just goes to a general fund that...
Well, it doesn't go to the general fund. Okay. It goes to our regular... It goes to the destinations committee generally. And what they do is they advertise Newport. They work with the chamber to put on promotions and things like that to hopefully get more tourists. That money, I don't know what that $100,000.
Well, the DNC gets about $300,000 a year for advertising, but there's a lot more collected in room taxes, and there's a statutory limit on how that money is spent, and I'm not familiar enough with that to tell you exactly what the breakdown is, but there's significantly more than what DNC gets.
I think 48% of the money that we collect on the tax goes into the general fund, for roads and those kinds of things that we figure the tourists
are going to get.
There is a change at the state level right now on how they do that proportion and what we can use that money for. And the state legislature, I think, is going to look at it this year. And so that may change, or we can loosen up some of that money more for tourism stuff than we can now.
And I think that is the proposed change, is that it will make it easier for cities.
So if there wasn't this group with this particular, I know it's a special fund from the convention center, so it would be like the budget committee that would have to budget for funding to be, okay.
Mm-hmm. They would have to put in some money, and the only way to get that is to have it have value.
The destination
means something, and then you encourage them to actually get more money into the pot.
So that would be the destination committee that now heads that. Right.
They do the bulk of the...
So in other words, OMSI could apply to the destination committee for funding if they wanted to. I mean, that's an option
that's
for them.
Although they wouldn't have the funds available as your group has, the amount, the huge amount.
Okay. And DNC doesn't give money for facilities.
What's DNC?
The Destination Newport.
Oh.
It's all about promotion.
It's for promoting an event to get people to be in the beds.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Right.
The billboards that you see on the Highway 18 and 5 and the signs in downtown Portland on the sides of the buildings, those are all approved by the Destination Newport Committee.
Okay.
And
then the advertisement in tourism publications and magazines and those kinds of things. And then radio and TV, they have a new campaign that just started over in Bend, in the Bend area.
Isn't a large part of the chamber's budget from that DNC money?
I don't know what the chamber's budget is. I have no clue, but I don't.
The chamber gets through an agreement with the city. I think it's $172,000 for fulfillment services, so that's another way that the chamber actually encourages people to either visit or move to the city, and so they fulfill requests, and that's what that agreement with them is for.
With fulfillment services or with the DNC?
No, with the Chamber of Commerce.
With the Chamber?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
There's a lot of overlap, let's put it that way.
There's several layers there, and the DNC does, is a committee similar to this, exactly. And they just decide which way they want to go on advertising and those kinds of issues.
And just as an aside, you're always welcome to attend the Destination Newport Committee meetings. They are actually meeting this afternoon at 2:00. You're never going.
It's a fun group, and it's well, Carrie Lewis is on it, and
Lorna Davis.
Dave McAtee's on. I mean, and then John Clark from the Whalers on it,
right.
And so I really like it because it brings in different groups. You know, from the hotels and the restaurants and the aquarium, that they have a lot of collective information and expertise on it, so they throw it into the pot and it works out really well.
People should take time to score the OMSI.
I want to make my comment on OMSI,
okay.
Even though Stan really expressed a lot of what I felt about it. I just want to state that I felt it fulfilled the intention of this, grant money and what the city and this group really intended it to do. And you mentioned that it's hard to predict the economic impact. However, of the spin-off tourism that it could generate, it is hard to estimate, but I do think it exists. And the fact that they're a Portland-based large organization and that the project itself is a large project, it's $17 million if I remember, that itself is going to have an economic impact that would offset the uncertainty in the tourism spending in my mind. So I am in favor of it, and that's all I wanted to say about it.
They're $10 million, I think. Where you got 17 is the Aquatic Center.
Oh, oops! It is a million, multi-million dollar facility.
Yeah, it's a big project,
mm-hmm.
and I think they're probably tapping into not the same group of people in terms of donations as everyone here is. There's going to be some overlap, but they may have their own list. A different list of people that they can bring new money of a different kind here.
Well, and
oh,
along
definitely.
Those lines, I did
definitely.
Talk to Carol last night, actually, who is the fundraiser. She's hired me at the aquarium to, get grants and all of that. And she said that she doesn't see it as a competition, that they have different donors.
They have different donors?
Yeah,
that
they
came
have
up with their presentations mm-hmm. about competing for
Yeah, and she said, with OMSI has such a lists that they have people they could go to right now and just write checks. It doesn't mean they're not interested in aquarium as well, but they do OMSI, you know. She didn't see it as a competition, as a competitor.
That's nice.
It's not a competition, but the part of it is that they have a history of fundraising. They have been cultivating fundraising for a period of time. They're not starting cold with a big project. The Sea Lions is a new project, but it's small and it's more manageable because it is. The aquarium has got a long list of people helping them. The OMSI has a long list of people helping them, and they've cultivated. Even the PAC probably has been schmoozing people for many years to get money, building relationships, networking. Even if they're not asking, they're getting people to enjoy them and to be familiar. It's a very hard thing to start from zero and get all that.
Yeah. Right. It wasn't just like schmoozing, though. I mean, it's just like, you know, Newport is unique, and they have two theater companies, and they worked out of the Natterland and this other, you know, warehouse for a while, that they have people participating. Lots of people want to be movie stars and actors and that sort of thing. So they've been doing it, like she said, 10 to 20 years, depending on when you start counting it. So it's really deep-rooted, and everybody that performs at the Performing Arts Center becomes a part of that building and everything about it. So,
well, it's been part of the community a long time.
Right. The, you know, the point, you know, getting back to OMSI, though, is like, I don't know. I guess I, you know, when we score all this, we have this amount of money only. It's looking like there's not any more money coming in from what you were saying. So it's just like they want the whole balance due here in the account for their project. It's, you know, a concern as far as, I'm not sure how this relates to scoring is what I'm saying, is that when I scored these before, I had a different mindset with this. So I don't know. How do we work this with the amount then? How is that going to work?
Well, OMSI has no way of knowing that there's no more money coming into this account, so I don't think we should take that into account.
I don't think.
Well, no. If we give it away all now, that's the end of our group,
right.
Period.
What they probably did is they recognized if you don't ask for it, you don't get it, so they asked for the amount that was there.
Yeah.
Okay. They also said that they would take less. We're not at this point dividing the dollars up, we're just figuring out which projects we're going to support or not, so we can easily...
We're not dividing the money up?
Well, we're doing later on today, not right at this moment.
Okay.
Okay, we are dividing the money up, but we have to assume for the time being, you're right, that this is all the money we have. At some point in the future, if it's encouraged enough and you promote it, they may be able to find some money and put it back in this pot so it can be used again. But it's a question of what they find and what they do. We can't control the city council.
Well, it's just like, for example, I'm going to say one more thing, and I'm not going to say anything more about, you know, just supposing, okay, they're asking for $300,000, okay, just hypothetically, $250,000. We gave $250,000 to the PAC and the historical and the aquarium because they were deeply rooted in the community and they really deserved it. They were successful. They had a long track record. And again, I'm just coming back to paying your dues, you know, this whole sort of metaphorical thing about how you emotionally decide things. You know, it's not a numbers thing, but, you know, they've just been working with the city 2 years on acquiring the property. So, and this is the end of the grant money, I'm assuming. That's the way I'm looking at it in terms of rating them. How much do they get relative to the other ones, or relative just to this group?
Well, we don't have to give all the money out.
Right.
I think that's a really important point, but we shouldn't talk about it until after we talk about the aquatic park, because we can't do any dividing mentally until we talk about the aquatic park.
Right. Well, I'm scoring
but it's really
with how this all relates to each other. Yeah. You know, that's why the numbers, like I keep saying, it's not a numbers thing.
If people haven't scored OMSI, they should do so, please. So we can get that part
just
done.
A brief comment, not on amounts, but I think Newport needs to reach out to people with disposable income and not simply reach out to people who want to go to a free sea lion exhibit and stay in a state park. They need to reach out to the people that are going to go to an expensive restaurant, who are going to stay in one of the more expensive hotels or motels. These people all put the same demands on our police and fire and sewer and water and so forth. I think that Newport needs to really reach out to people with disposable income, and I think by relating positively with OMSI, I think they can do that in a really good way.
Yeah, I see them as a great long-term community partner. They haven't paid their dues here yet, but they're, this is what will be the beginning of that. I think they're going to really branch out and pay off as far as being a partner.
Yeah, I agree with that. They're not parachuting in and sitting on an island all by themselves. They're really working hard to integrate. Jamie Hurd, who was one of the three that presented, I met with her for about 45 minutes. She came by my office, and I kind of told her about our community and how we need to integrate with it. And then she's kept in touch with me. She also, they're looking to join the Yaquina Bay Economic Foundation and become dues paying members. And so they're trying to fit into the community. They've heard the message, and the aquarium itself was a brand new thing. So newness isn't bad, and something coming into our community hasn't been there before isn't bad. What would be bad is if they came in and didn't participate in the community and just did their own thing. That could be awkward, but in this case, I think they're making strong efforts.
Yeah, they're not like a single main destination, but they enhance that cluster of like facilities, and that's just good branding for Newport.
And I like what you said about the more things that we have for people to do here, the more they're going to come and they're going to stay longer. They're not just going to come for a day or two, they're going to stay a week. Mm-hmm. And the longer they stay here, the more impact will be on the hotels, the motels, the restaurants, and all the rest of the community. It just kind of expands. And then if they stay here for more than a week or two, maybe they might want to move here.
Mm-hmm. So. Does anybody have any questions that they don't think we're into? By the Onto people. We need to call them back. Okay. Mm-hmm. Does anybody move on?
Yeah.
Okay, then we're up to
the big, heavy, boom, the brick.
Right. It is rather heavy. There's a lot of tree in there.
Trees.
Well, okay, aquatic part. For and against. Who is truly for?
I'm going to make a statement on this because I've been thinking about this.
Okay.
This is not just some group that says, we've got a crazy idea and we'd like to present. This has quite a bit of muscle to it. It may have a business plan that I think is inadequate. It may make points that I think are fall short, but we can't turn a blind eye to a significant activity going on here because it's going to go, I don't know if it'll be successful. I have my strong doubts it'll be successful, but the question is, for me, is do I even support an aquatic center? And do I think it'll... Personally, I would just take the current pool and either replace it or upgrade it and keep it more on that scale. Their vision is well beyond that. But I do think that something's going to happen because they put up, I don't know if you all have seen their website. If you haven't, you should see it. And there's a committed group, and I don't know how wide it is. They presented these petitions. Although the petitions weren't for this project, they were for a tax that was to be levied. And so, but I don't think the people that signed the petition were even aware that they were considering the $17 million thing. So it's sort of a mismatch. And I'm disappointed that they've blended it all together, like, look at this support for our project. But it's not for that. It's maybe for more of what my thought was, which is to upgrade the current pool or to replace it with something comparable. And if you were to interview those thousands of people that signed, you might find they were thinking more along those lines. So I'm not necessarily speaking for it, but I'm saying we should recognize that it's something that has a lot of support.
You know, like, who wouldn't want an aquatic center? Mm-hmm. I think it's a great thing if it can be done. But I was highly, 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 should I say it again, disappointed that this was their second shot at getting this. They did not even edit their plan. They didn't correct their numbers. They couldn't answer the questions when
we would ask, where did you base, you say you have to get $400,000 a year from Lincoln County residents, how did you arrive at that number? And when asked that, it was always kind of, oh, don't worry about it, oh, I don't know, well, it's in the plan.
Yeah.
You know, I've got to base my recommendation on solid, concrete stuff. And when you have a second chance at something, you need to do that.
Especially when we spelled it out.
Yeah, I expected that too.
And it was somewhat insulting to me to provide a whole book of grants that they were going to get. I mean, we're not stupid people. I served on the grant committee for 17 years for Bank of America. They fund housing, arts, and education. They do not fund a recreational facility, and it says that right on their website, but yet they put they were going to get $25,000 from them.
But also they just sort of brandish. Here's the people we could ask.
And a lot of the funders are in the same... I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Go ahead.
So if they would have come down to reality, readjusted their numbers, maybe downsized it a little bit, then... Yeah, we would all love to have this facility to go to, but I can't see putting money at something when they're not ready yet. They don't own the land, and the person that they're buying the land from is on that committee sitting right there. Well, if he really wants it to go through, maybe he should donate part of that land to him. You know, I mean, I don't know.
And
I,
another follow-up just to that aspect, what you said with the number crunching on operating expenses was this... You know, the building site, the land itself, they didn't move forward in the year. Plus, after talking with Derek again on the annexation, they're not even part of the city, and I asked him what that would involve, and it goes through two public hearings before you even get to the decision-making on that, which, to me, really, they need to account to other bodies, like the road people and the water people and... A lot of other
wetlands.
Things. So, yeah, exactly. All the things that we asked, you know, were not answered in the time frame. So that was a big concern.
It appeared to me, from an operational standpoint, they're not really prepared to operate something like this if it does get built. I looked at their proposed budget, and they were just incredibly naive on, well, for instance, the part about what water's going to cost them, what they're going to even spend on towels.
And don't forget, the county just awarded them a grant for a feasibility study. So it seemed like when I read that they received that grant for a feasibility study that they don't even know whether the project is feasible.
Well, as I understand the way we discussed...
And it's not the first feasibility study that...
What was the grant for? Do you know how much?
I want to ask Dean a question. In there, they said that they had already gotten $47,000 from the city. That's right in their proposal. What did that come from, and what was that money used for?
I was not aware they got any money from this.
They've got it in here.
I'd have to check, because I'm not aware of that.
We asked them, and they said, oh, yeah, we got that money. County grants, $47,000.
Was that the first tab?
Yeah, the first tab.
Yeah, I'd have to look at that because I don't know. That's surprising.
I think if the city... I don't recall the city giving them any money, but
it's
I could be wrong.
It says $47,000.
Yeah. And we asked that in their thing, and it was no, we haven't gotten there.
Yeah, they kind of just brushed that off.
But Carol said that they've gotten more than one county grant.
Yeah.
So it could be that's all from the county.
Yeah.
There's a section called business plan.
Description.
Well, and even on their projected labor, I mean, I've run a large facility, and it takes a lot of skill and talent from, you know, just the mechanics of it, your HVAC, your...
Heating, ventilation, air conditioning.
And here they're going to need mechanical, because they're going to be pumping water, they're going to need a tremendous amount of mechanical expertise to keep that functioning.
Yes.
City-county grants.
Yes.
Well, I feel that we can't make a decision on them because we don't have correct numbers to make an informed decision. They have in their cash flow analysis that they're getting $20,000 a month from the city of Newport. And then when asked, when brought up, they said, oh, no, that must be an error. Well, they need to redo all those numbers so that we have a legitimate thing.
This isn't really redone from last year. Mm-hmm. They just stagnant. They really haven't done anything. They made a little different presentation. Last year was enthusiastic, how great this is going to be, and this year was a lot duller. Mm-hmm. They read their PowerPoint presentation instead of embellishing and adding to it. Mm-hmm. Any questions, hard questions, particularly about numbers, was not adequately answered. Mm-hmm.
And they were indignant that they had to answer any questions at all.
Well, they were, and they were talking vision.
Yeah.
We're getting this great architectural modern monument. Vision. Yeah. Like Guggenheim, vision!
Yeah. And the architect there, he is really a famous architect.
Well,
he has built things like that in other countries.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. My problem is, Mary, like I told him, it's not your vision, it's your numbers that has given us trouble.
They didn't vision, like, great.
Because I am a big picture, and I love this type.
Well,
but it has
I'm not sure it's backed up. I think it has to be backed up. I'm not sure it fits in with what's going on down there. I litigate construction, so I know something about it. And there's a problem when you have this much water. Each gallon is 8 1/3 pounds. They're talking thousands of gallons. They're talking tremendous weight. So the geological studies and the construction of this building has to be very carefully done. And they have not really done anything over the last year. And the amount of money they requested seems to be specific to doing the studies, and they're not matching it. They want the money to pay for the geological.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
that was in there. Yeah.
It's premature from what we intended this grant to do.
Well, and they don't even know if they, because someone asked, I understand there's wetland issues. Oh, yes, we can get around those. Well, how?
Well, there is.
They might not even be able to build it down there.
How you get around them is.
But you see, that's where the whole annexation process, where they're technically right now not even in the city limits, so everything else is going to be a point as important as the operational expenses are, that that annexation is designed to go through two public hearings, which would address wetlands, which would address all these other important things.
Yes.
But we don't have the expertise, really.
We wouldn't be addressing that, no.
Okay,
but they
first.
Have the soils in this area are either sandy soils directly that have reasonable drainage, or it has a very high water table, even standing water on it during the wintertime. That means it's going to be prone to liquefaction, which is what happens in earthquakes. It turns liquid, and big, heavy things sink into the ground. So this is the kind of facility they would have to specially plan for that not to happen, which usually means putting some kind of column clear down to hit the bedrock so it's supported by something so it can't sink. But it's expensive.
Oh, man, look at the Highway 20 project.
Yeah.
Running into that.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is that this... Because it's way premature, you don't know exactly how much money is going to be spent, or even that this location can manage it. They're still so preliminary. They don't have good numbers.
Yeah.
But even still, they don't have the land bought. You know, when that came up, they said, we have an offer, which is a pretty general response, which didn't tell us anything, really. But until they actually have the land and go through the annexation and everything else, like, forget about it. I mean, it's important.
I think
it's a new point, you know.
Yeah. They're for some reason, they can't get numbers and do numbers, and they haven't done it since last year. They admitted they hadn't updated it. It really needed to be updated.
Oh, boy.
They said, well, this was done 2 years ago. I mean, they put the whole number thing was that they've pushed off.
Hmm.
The only thing they kept hammering at us was, fishing! And they wanted us to give them money to do the studies that they already should have done if they were going forward.
Well, and I showed this drawing and stuff to several builders, and they're like, are you kidding me? That's going to be more than $17 million.
I think they may have... The estimate for $17 million probably comes...
I mean, it's got round walls and everything.
Yeah.
Most expensive shape to build.
Yeah, round is always hard. Yeah. But what they probably did is they took a square foot estimate from other facilities like this, which gives you a benchmark. It doesn't necessarily give you all of this architectural fancy stuff. So this is the kind of project where numbers are going to be critical, and yet they're not doing it. They don't know it.
Yeah.
I can generate any type of table you want with a computer and a accounting program. Doesn't mean the numbers make any sense, and that's what we were saying. We want to look them up. the numbers don't make any sense.
Not to mention the fact there are other facilities like this. So to me, why they wouldn't have gotten their numbers and tried to base it on something that's already been, like OMSI did with their camps are already running. They knew what they generated. I don't know why they wouldn't have done that.
Well, they may not be able to get that kind of proprietary information, but last year the person that spoke was a person who operated the one in Bend, and if he was cooperating with them, he should have been able to give them some benchmark of what the numbers were.
Yeah, I wish they'd cited some other facilities. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen that anybody in this group really has experience with an aquatic park. I don't know that the architects have ever designed an aquatic park before. John asked the question, what about the humidity and the odors and the noise? And again, it was just brushed off with, oh, we're going to take care of that. Mm-hmm. Well, that type of question is a good question. I think for the third time asking the question, how does the project demonstrate financial stability? I don't think there's any indication of financial stability here.
No. My view is some of the smells and noise will be contained inside the building, because but we do have to plan for it. And the practical aspects, they don't seem to have any.
Well, my question was relating to who would use the meeting rooms. I wouldn't have a meeting in a pool area if I wouldn't have a meeting.
No way.
I mean, the only thing could be would be a birthday party or something. But
Like a Chuck E. Cheese environment.
Have, so.
And they were way overpriced on the rental figures they gave for those meeting rooms, too. I couldn't believe that.
I remember that from a year ago.
Who's going to pay that?
Well, and I think they missed opportunities with, they talked about maybe having physical therapy in that. Well, so go to the hospitals and those people and get some commitments and some, I think they missed opportunities there, because that's a good idea, you know?
My view is that the swimming pool per se, the therapy pool, is the attractive to the local community in part for regular use, but their real focus is doing the aquatic park side of it. That's where you're going to generate income. The pool doesn't generate income.
When Dean gets back, I would like to know the city's view on this, because if they're just looking for support so they can move forward, a show of support, I mean, I would like to know that.
The city did weigh in more on this one than it did any other, and that was this sheet that was handed out by Peggy.
Which one was that?
An important part of it was the city grant funds cannot be released until the project has received a building permit, is ready for construction, and evidence that funding for the entire project has been secured. That's not going to happen for this. It's going to be money that's going to be tied up.
I think they should just decide if we're going to submit further questions, even though they haven't moved forward at all in a year, or just, you know, maybe deny for now or something, that they haven't moved forward. They move backwards, if anything, really.
I think they stagnated. I think they really haven't done much since last year.
I can give them
a good point, though. Let's decide if we want to submit.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, I want to give a little background on the county, the county level of support. In the most recent round of county grant giving, our board of directors does a scoring, you know, it's very similar, and recommends to the governing body. And the scoring on this applicant didn't rise to the level where it was in the list that our board of directors put to the county. It was it just fell below the minimum score of the ones that the county my board recommended. But the county did add five projects in a subsequent board of commissioners meeting, and this was one of them. But for them to add five projects is very normal, and they do, you know, they like to add money to the pot beyond what our board had available to distribute. So that's real normal, but it does have championship at the Board of Commissioners, or it wouldn't have gotten on the list of five extra projects. So there's a certain level of support, but our board, again, with the scoring, couldn't make the case.
Well, my biggest concern is that we're not supposed to put them, our money is rather late money where the project is going forward. Mm-hmm. We're not mm-hmm. intending to do the planning stages or right. facilitate planning.
Right.
And they quite clearly want the money to do the geotechnical. They're trying to get mm-hmm. preliminary information to see whether this property is feasible or not.
Yeah.
So, Dean, this is just, they made that up?
I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is I just talked to David Marshall, the finance director. He has no idea that we've given him. He said that, to his knowledge, we've given them no funds. I checked with the gal that does all the billing for the city, and they're not listed on the city's books as getting any funds.
And I don't ever remember them getting any.
I don't either.
Well, you know, again, going back to the OMSI, where Derek said that he'd been working with this group for a couple of years on land acquisition, and this group said they've been working on this, I don't know, a long time, but so they haven't approached the city on either the annexation or any of these other, infrastructure, because clearly there's ODOT proposals here with roads, I mean, huge stuff. I mean, bottleneck all of South Beach with three more traffic lights, I mean.
And part of the issue down there, it's a two-lane road, and ODOT has to approve any left turn lanes like they did
right.
for the college.
Exactly.
And that's a huge process just to get
right.
left turn.
So that's
although
that's
I
right.
think ultimately it would be, I think ultimately there is one plan that which would have a center lane all the way down through the airport curves.
Right.
But again, that's not in the city currently, although it could be annexed. I mean, it's all this whole area. You know, at some point, I think we'll be in the city, and we want to run the sewer line all the way down there because we want to run the sewer line to the airport so we can develop the airport more.
So I guess technically the city council can't collaborate with anything because they're not officially a part of the city, which is number one they didn't do.
It is on our radar.
It's on the radar
yeah.
to be annexed, but really that involves, like you said, multiple public hearings which would address
right.
all this infrastructure that we, you know, have to find out if they seem legit or not, or ask them more questions or forget about it, one of those maybe.
Is anyone interested in approving funding for the aquatic park now?
I'm not. I think that the proposal is given is not fundable. I do suggest that we give them just a thought, I'm throwing this out, a recommendation that we support some solution to the pool, the aging pool, but at a much lesser scale. So I don't think, this is me talking, I don't know how you all feel, but I'm in favor of upgrading the pool. I'm just disappointed that they've done it. They've gone so far over the top, it makes it hard to approve that. I don't think what they have is ready for us to provide any funding.
But what you're saying about improving the pool, which is like this whole undercurrent of political question mark in terms of the city pool upgrade or replacement versus this or in collaboration with this, is that what you're talking about with the pool?
Well, I'm talking about the city pool. Yeah,
city
that
pool.
It is aging and it needs either refurbishment or replacement, and I'm in favor of that.
And in terms of this somehow?
But not this project, this doesn't do it.
Okay.
And so if they want to review it and come back later with something that's more scaled down, then I'm for that.
That's like I said the first time around. Start with something basic and simple and then let your success allow your
building.
Expansion.
Mm-hmm.
And are you thinking the same area? Because to me it's two separate issues. The city pool, see, that requires tax money and funding, and their whole thing is they're doing this private enterprise. It wouldn't take any tax money and it'd be off the city's tax rolls, is what they were saying. I don't know if that's true. But
it's not truly a private enterprise. They didn't go out and get investors because no one believes in it. They're trying to get donations and make
yeah.
it a nonprofit. And that
yeah.
Well, as a nonprofit, you're not going to raise taxes because you don't really tax nonprofits. And the idea is that it's so expensive to build that the problem they have is return on investment. They can't charge enough to return on the investments. And that's a lot of problems with a lot of different types of industries where you have to put a lot of working capital and set something up and get it in process before you go. And the same thing with a winery. It takes 5 years before your grapes are producing. So the reality is that's not unusual in the business sector. So those who have a long-term idea might be willing to fund it, but they have to have an idea that they can get a return. And with this big, dramatic type of installation, it's hard to get a return in a reasonable period of time. That's why they can't private fund. And even the one over in Bend they were talking about isn't privately funded.
I don't think they'll ever have revenues above expenses based on what they said. I don't think they'll ever have, you know, the off-season, summer's busy, but off-season it's dead. You went down to the Bayfront, there are only four people down there. There's just people don't come out when it's raining. And I don't think that it'll change. I don't think that they'll get the numbers that they're going to need.
Plus, there's already a very large water park on the way here in Mendville.
Yeah, that's not good. Yeah.
And if we really, truly have a hot day, doesn't that just encourage people to go down to the beach more?
It's rare. I mean,
but they can cool off at the beach. Yeah, they don't have to cool off in a water park. I'm not sure water park fits necessarily here.
Yeah, to follow up on that return on investment concept, to me, if you know, the nonprofit sector gets involved in projects that where there is no return on investment because the need in the community is still there, even though there's not a business case to make for private industry. So, you know, nonprofits tend to go more into the things that Julie was saying earlier, affordable housing, help with, you know, food, shelter, and jobs, and helping the community in a real tangible way that is helping the least of us and that type of thing. So that does make this one kind of a hybrid thing, that it doesn't fit in the private or the non, and it doesn't fit really the needs of most nonprofit donors.
Well, you have educational, you have art, you have of maintaining history with museums of other kinds.
Yeah. Going down a water slide.
Yeah, I mean, this is play, okay?
It's play.
And it may be very, I can imagine this be a wonderful facility. I probably want to, I like water. I used to swim all the time. I was on a swim team. I probably want to go to one of these water parks and enjoy myself once in a while. If it was a bound, I might want to do one somewhere. But it's play.
Yeah.
It's pure play. And the question is, this scale here, does it fit? You need some intelligent numbers before you can really go forward with it.
Yeah.
I'm not concerned that they haven't done certain things yet, except for on overall, they haven't done a heck of a lot, really, in terms of a concrete proposal to move forward with.
Yeah. I could see something like this in Seaside, maybe. We already have that play, kind of a carnival atmosphere. Yeah.
My problem is that when I think this kind of water park, I think it would be best in a place where the climate is going to encourage people to go into it. It's hot out.
You have to do it.
You have to do it. Or near a metropolitan area where if one person, you don't have to have people coming every week to get your money. You have so many people that if they come once in a long while, you can still support the facility. The problem here is you have to have everybody and a large enough number of people coming here to use it and use it at their high rate. So,
are we ready to move ahead to discussion of amounts?
Do we want to submit questions or do we want to score the aquatic park? If you haven't done those things, we need to do that.
I have no more questions, I think.
About 30, 40 minutes.
So we're not going to submit questions, so did we already say yes or no? We're moving forward?
I think it's a general no.
So we don't need to score then? We don't need to score then, right?
Well, I think you need to score them as
with a low score.
Low score. I think you need to say something so there's some record of the whys and the wherefores.
Yeah, everybody has to be treated the same, basically.
Yeah, if you're scoring,
you
score everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So what's the plan? Are we going to submit? Is someone going to tally all these before?
Well, I think you know your own tallies. We can work them. I don't know. We need to do a group tally.
That's fine.
If people are ready, we can start talking numbers. We have two projects. One wants $50,000, the other wants $300,000. We have $300,000 to give. So, what are your thoughts on how much to give the Sea Lions?
Can I make a question to the city people, Peggy and, mm-hmm. and Dean?
Sure.
And this might be partly because I missed the first deliberation, but I was wondering if... is it true that the city would like this group to spend all of the money? And is there, I just want to know if because I want to follow, it's the city's money.
Well,
and I want to kind of follow what the city would like, if there's pressure to spend all the money, if it's okay to leave some, or I just want to get a little bit of a,
I mean, at least I don't recall there being any direction from city council to spend all the money. In fact, I think I said at the last meeting, I know you didn't attend that, but that there's no obligation
to spend it all.
To spend it.
That's just a feeling I wanted to get. But if it's not, if there is a good reason, all of it could be spent. But if there's not a good reason, that maybe less than all of it could be spent. That kind of weighing
is
okay.
Fair.
Okay.
Don't you, Dean?
Yep.
Okay.
And I think if you want to reserve some money for maybe next year or whatever for another project.
Yeah.
That we don't know about,
right.
Or give an opportunity to some other group down
well,
the road.
One of the reasons,
just because of the fact that this money probably won't be around for.
That's right.
You know, but that's entirely your prerogative.
And one of the reasons I bring it up is because the fairgrounds did a proposal a year ago. They were not ripe, so to speak, for the criteria, and this time they didn't give a proposal, and I didn't know if there was a feeling like, oh well. Be nice if there was some for later and when they were ripe and that kind of thing.
I was kind of surprised they didn't put something forward because they wanted to last time, but like you said, they didn't have all their ducks in a row then, and they didn't this time, and I was kind of when I saw the list, I was surprised not to see something.
Okay. Just another thing on that too, the city council, this group met for the second time a year later, so if all the funds are not spent, would it be next year at the same time, or how does that work?
I suppose we'd have to talk about that, but I would think that we would probably put it out fairly quick, like another year. I mean, we wouldn't hold for the next 20 years, obviously, and it depends on the amount, too. I mean, of course, you know, $300,000 is not a huge amount, but if you figured you wanted it, you didn't like any of the three proposals, let's say, and you wanted to hold the money for an additional proposals next year, we could do that as well.
I understand. Okay.
So it would be about a year if there's money left over for
this money, unfortunately, has been sitting locked away way too long.
And people don't like the fact that it's sitting in a bank account.
And,
so
and
I think
we
have to take that into
account. It is tourism money, and we're a tourism community, and I think that, you know, we should... do what you guys are doing.
If possible.
We're in an economy that needs stimulation.
Yeah. We need something, anything that helps, but it has to be effectively spent. We don't want to just go play with the money.
Exactly.
Well, and I'm not opposed to putting some in reserve, and I don't see why it would take a year to do this again. I would think 6 months at the most.
Well, that would, whatever you'd have to have the proposals. You'd have to have people come and say, we want to do this. Obviously, this time you only had three individuals.
Yeah, and only having three, to me is a little bit of a bummer in a way, because it wouldn't it be nice to have more people
spend
getting money, in a way.
Yeah.
Which could happen.
Maybe we should keep $50,000 back.
Last year, the projects were already well in hand. People had these ideas. They've been working on them for a long time. Yeah. They were just taking the opportunity because this money was available.
Yeah.
This year, it's a little different. We have two totally new projects much more closer in time in terms of how much planning they've done.
Mm-hmm.
The other and one left over that still needs work.
Yeah.
But the question in part would be who's planning, what's in motion, and basically what resources are available. Because if this is never funded again, people aren't going to think about doing it or asking for the money.
Yeah. And, just to throw one last thought out there, just because it has come up already today, that we are very confident that OMSI will raise all the money that they need. Mm-hmm. And because of that confidence, it makes me think that $50,000 for the city for a future applicant, it might be, there might be a future applicant out there that needs it more than OMSI. There's that potential.
Well, I can just throw this out there.
So I'm just going to leave it at that.
I can throw some numbers out there. I was leaning towards the $50,000 for the Sea Lion docks. And since OMSI said they're basically just looking for support from the city so they can go and say that when they're going out for grants, I was thinking $100,000 for OMSI and the rest in reserve.
Yeah, that's what I had.
Could we go around the room and everybody give those numbers?
Yeah, that would be very helpful.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I am pretty much in agreement with Julie on this. I initially expressed support for the Sea Lion because of the local deep-rooted community thing. I wasn't sure if 50 was the right amount, but I would certainly defer to the majority opinion on that. And OMSI, pretty much the same, about 100. I didn't really have that specific, just to show some support, but I don't know where the confidence comes from that they're going to totally succeed, other than, you know, I mean, it's just like numbers indicate, who knows. But anyway, that's about, I pretty much agree with Julie on the numbers, yeah.
I gave Sea Lion 80 points.
No, how much money, though?
How much money?
Well,
we're doing money.
I'll say give them 50 for which is what they ask for. OMSI, I gave them 95 points, so I could justify giving them what they asked for. And Aquatic Center, I gave them 35 points because, you know, they are open year round and they are oriented towards tourism and et cetera, et cetera. But I didn't want to fund them. So I'm full with Sea Lion, wishy-washy, but possibly the rest to OMSI, but I could be negotiable on that.
$250.
So up to $250 for OMSI.
And I was thinking 50 for Sea Lion, $150 for OMSI, and nothing for the Aquatic Center.
I'd support the full $50,000 for the Sea Lion docks. Between $150,000 and $200,000 for OMSI. And I agree with John that the aquatic park is not fundable in its current state.
I originally had in mind $30,000 for the Sea Lion docks because I have some reservations. I wouldn't be opposed to the $50,000 for the Sea Lion docks. I think in some ways then I'd like to see $250,000 for OMSI. I really like Newport forming a partnership with OMSI. And a nice thing about $250,000 and $50,000 is that takes care of the $300,000, and we could probably dissolve this group.
But I like the idea of other projects, funding other projects.
We're probably going to have the aquatic park come back with the same thing again. And
but maybe they'll take our opinions to heart and reduce it down and have it be smaller. And
I like that people are donating their time, and I think a lot of them have very good intentions. Mm-hmm. I think eventually the city will get a new municipal pool and probably the 501c3 that they've got now for the aquatic park will dissolve when the city gets a municipal pool. I think the building at the fairgrounds has found themselves on a different schedule again. They've hired I went to a December 3rd, 2012 meeting that they had, and they've hired professionals in terms of architecture and planning, and their schedule just did not fall in line with the proposal at this time. Using Caroline's term, they're still not right. So between $100,000 and $250,000 for the OMSI and between $30,000 and $50,000 for the Sea Lions.
Okay. I feel that we can fund the Sea Lions in full at 50. I think it's been demonstrated a important component of the tourism community down on the bayfront. It adds something in a lot of different ways, including an educational function with the support of the Sea Grant. I have no trouble supporting their full request. The aquatic part is a long way from being capable of being funded by our criteria. It still has a lot of work, but I'm concerned that they now have a double negative on themselves where they were turned down last year because they were really premature. They haven't done anything to approve. Now they've got a second turn down, and if they're going to try to attract attention from anybody giving them funding, what do they have to say? Instead of saying we're premature, we can't apply for that funding, they have to say the city turned us down twice. I don't think that's good for their project.
They don't have to say that, though. I mean, I wouldn't.
It depends. They wouldn't explain, but if someone asks you a direct question, you should give a direct answer.
Sometimes you do have to.
And if they ask, has the city supported you, it's a little ambiguous. Yeah. They have to say that we really haven't. So I don't know whether they're going to continue or be able to. Though at some point, the aging structure of the municipal pool, yes, it's, you know, it's way too old. It needs something new. The question is how it's done and how long it takes to get it done. As for OMSI, given the organization, given they have years of fundraising, I'm pretty confident that they probably will raise the money even without us, but it's very good for us to put something there to show that we support their operation. I'm not thinking $250,000. I'm thinking more like the $100,000 figure.
Just out of curiosity, how does the city go about deciding, like in this case OMSI, that it's a viable project that they want to collaborate with? Because like Derek said, they've been at it for a couple years, helping with the land acquisition, so obviously they're on board. How does that work in terms of the city really decides at some point this is a go project, right?
No, actually the city doesn't make that decision. I mean, they're just like they're like the Walgreens. Walgreens came in, they purchased the property and now they're building. They're doing that basically on their own. Although they are asked, OMSI is a little different because they're a nonprofit and they're asking this committee for money and they're obviously asking other folks for money. But I think they've done a tremendous amount of groundwork. Sorry about the pun there, but they've got the ground and they've gone through all the city permits to allow them to do that.
So it was permitted, at that location. Was it land acquisition permitted for commercial? So they don't have to do anything other than say, hello, we're here.
Other than start building, basically. They've been all approved by the Planning Commission so far for everything that they wanted to do.
Right.
The zoning is proper and all that kind of good stuff. Which is a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, but the city doesn't actually give them quote-unquote permission other than to see whether they've complied with the rules,
right,
whether it's zoned properly, whether they got the proper permits, whether they're doing this, that, and other thing that's legally required. If it's not permitted in that zone, then they get a conditional use and you have public hearings and a whole bunch of things. But in both of these projects, the land is already, the conditional use is not an issue. The land is already permitted to do what they want.
Right, and that's why the aquatic park, again, is like not even qualified to, they're not in the city and they don't have the annexation hearings, any of that stuff.
Yeah, if they had gone forward, for instance, the land itself is zoned for what they could do. They would have to apply to get it, to bring it into the city. That's not really considered an issue that they wouldn't be able to get it. It's just it's a stage of how far they are in the project.
It's already in the city. We've had that property. It's been in the city for many, many years.
The OMSI,
but she's right. You know, all the permits have been done. I think there was a conditional. I think they had to have some change on the use of the property. But that was a Planning Commission issue, and they've already gone through all that.
Yeah, that's OMSI. That's OMSI. It's just that they haven't done anything like that for the aquatic park.
Totally.
They're still back.
They're not even in the city yet.
No, but getting in the city wouldn't be the real issue. It's a lot of the other work that has to be done, because even any type of construction, you would have to have a plan that you could present, and if it had special construction engineering problems, you'd have to have a plan for that. And they're not there.
Just have a building permit.
Building permit, but also to get the permit, you may have to present engineering to get it.
Right.
It depends on where you are and what you have to do.
Mm-hmm. Are we ready for a motion?
Yes, we're ready for a motion on the sea lines. Anybody want to move?
Looks like we're all in agreement that to fund them fully for $50,000.
I make a motion to approve funding sea lion docks at $50,000.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Therefore, it is passed. We're funding Sea Lions for $50,000. Is there a motion regarding funding OMSI?
I
move we approve $125,000.
These are so no compromise.
I heard 100 to 250.
Businessman of the year,
and,
of course.
Yeah. And I'd like, personally, I'd like to keep some money back because I think there's other projects.
Yeah, me too.
With the county, and if the aquatic park ever adjusted things more reasonably, that could be something we could support. So I move that we approve $125,000 for Homestead.
We did hear a lot of support for $150,000.
Yeah. If we do 150, that'll leave
125. Now we can have the discussion.
Okay, now
we
have a second. We have a second. Okay, discussion. 125.
So a discussion that what the other figure being 150, is that what we're looking at?
Well, any other figure
I'm putting
you want
up that the majority that I heard said 150 or more.
Well, there were three 100s, there were two 150s, and two 250s.
Thank you for keeping track. I was doing it from memory.
And I mentally did a...
You did it.
Well, you did it. It looks like if you were going to kind of balance everything out, it seems to be 125 to 150, and there's some sentiment for reservation. Is there anybody who wants to do
this? We have a number here from our city council.
I'm not supposed to influence you guys whatsoever.
Oh, excuse me.
So that leaves us with $125,000.
Yeah, he did the average at 127. Okay.
127.
That's not an average.
Whatever.
You know, I lean towards 150, and then we have a really round number of 100,000 left.
Well, I don't think round numbers are necessary, but okay.
Fair enough.
He's proposed 125.
I would support his motion, you know.
Yeah. Does anybody want to amend his motion to be a different dollar amount?
Why don't we see what the 125 looks like? What, 125? We didn't vote on that, did we?
No, we're discussing the number. Okay. 125, does that have support, or does somebody want to amend to a different number?
125 plus the 50 for the sea lions would mean there'd be 125,000 left yet unexpended.
Right.
It could go to one or two projects.
But if, you know, because their request was for 300, at 150 we would be funding it at a 50% level, which is a nice show of support, and instead of giving them less than half of what they ask for.
So amend the motion.
Well, I don't know how to do that, but I just lean towards 150 because it would be half of what they're requested. And
what you say, I move
I like
to amend
round numbers.
For it. Well, you say I move to amend.
I'd like to amend it up to 150.
If there's no objection, I'll just.
But that would be up to John.
Adjust it to 150.
Okay,
I like
any objections to the adjustment? We have to technically vote on the amendment first. Okay, if we're trying to do Robert rules, which we really haven't done. And all those in favor of the 150 figure, being amending the motion to 150.
We have to say it.
Well, hold on. I guess I object. I was hoping we could vote on the 125 first before we change the whole number.
Well, technically, when you amend, you vote whether to amend, and then you go back to the original motion.
So you vote on the 150, and then you go back and vote on the 125.
You vote whether or not to amend the original motion first, and the amendment is to go to 150. And so you vote whether you go to 150 or not, and if that's turned down, we go back and we vote on the 120. We then vote on the amount for the to approve the amount. So.
Did the 125 have a second?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a little slow, but we got one.
If it'll help, I can withdraw my motion, and then we can just take a new motion.
Well, it seemed like we already had a discussion about 100 to start with, and then it went to 125.
Yeah. Well, his original motion was for 125, and then he amended to 150. All those in favor of 125...
Wait a
minute.
Now, what are you doing?
What am I doing? I don't know.
Is there a discussion about rationale?
Why do you think I know what I'm doing? Okay. We have, basically, we're now balancing about maybe between two different figures, and what we have to see is where the preferences are.
Yeah. Could I, maybe if you back up a little bit and retract both motions and then have a further discussion on whether it's 100, 125, 127, 524, 71,
exactly.
Or 150, whatever.
Yeah.
Perhaps then,
that's
you know,
wipe
the
sleep.
Well, we can do it. Robert's rules have a functionality to try to keep things in a nice, smooth order. With a small committee, it's not always necessary
That's
to
right.
do that. And so I really don't think we need to obey Robert's rules, but you probably adopted them from the city.
No, we have.
No, we don't. Okay.
You can do what you want.
We attempted consensus.
I agree that basically that was sort of my question, too, as far as we're discussing the amount, basically.
Yeah.
We started, you know, Julie and I both said 100, and then he said 125, and then it was 150. But it's just like they're looking for the perception of community support, which this would only be, because otherwise what do we have is a few anecdotal evidence kinds of numbers that they talk to Carrie Lewis or somebody from school. But the number is all we're talking about. So I don't know. Should we put it? I don't know how we do this either, as far as we're debating a number, really.
Well, we're debating the number between 125 and 150. And I don't, my view is the 25,000 isn't particularly material because it's a $10 million project, okay? They asked for 300,000. My view is they asked for what was available, thinking they would probably not get that number, but they didn't know what. And it is an indication of support. And yes, an extra dollar is an extra dollar of support for something else. So the question is, how important is it to people to go 125 or 150, and how much money they want to have left over?
Right, and I think the whole idea that they, with money left over, they could come back again, maybe showing more community support, that we're giving them, you know, the city funding committee approves your project by 100, whatever, you know, that they have that perception is what they're looking for.
They have the perception with we fund them for anything. The question is what dollar amount and whether we want to conceptualize have some money left over for some time in the future. Because they may not apply again. They may not need it. They could, of course, but there's other type of projects that may come up. Last year we didn't have the sea lions. They come up this year because of the nature of what happened to the dock down there. It's a short-run situation. OMSI's just gotten their act together in the last couple of years, so that's why they asked now. We may have something out there other than the fairgrounds that might be worthy of funding it, but we'd have to have money to do it.
Well, we're really close. Maybe we could kind of vote and get this.
Yeah,
okay.
I really like the idea of, I think OMSI has really demonstrated community support. I mean, I've observed them, you know, since they bought the land recently, and I've observed that. And I really like the idea of reaching out as the city of Newport to say, we're going to give you half of what you asked for because we believe in your project and we understand that you really do need it.
So how do you feel like they've shown support? What is your...
I have been contacted by OMSI as the Economic Development Alliance for the county. I was invited to a dinner. At that particular dinner, every member of their board and high-level management staff invited a few community members, and they made a point of meeting every one of us and talking to us. And that this was like between 10 and 20 people that made the effort to meet every other person in that room. And then hearing about, you know, other experiences that John has had and other experiences that I've heard about. So I'm seeing the community involvement, so I don't have any problem with that part of
right,
it.
Right, I guess I'm just comparing it to the Performing Arts
you
Center.
You can't compare it.
Well,
it.
That's what I, this is my opinion,
yeah.
And I, that's
yeah.
my opinion, that okay. I just feel like they had 10 to 20 years of community support that I just feel like we're just handing, you know, a lot of money to, you know, surely they've said that they've done other things, but I don't know. That was just my feeling from the beginning that, you know, this whole idea of showing not only just a perception of community support, but actually having it through just more than a couple meetings and so on. But that's my
She's on the
part
phone.
Of the discussion.
Your concern is it seems to
She's
be a difference between
back.
A grassroots development
okay.
where something is local that's been around a while versus someone coming in from the outside with a new
that's,
operation.
You know, just brand new, a couple of years. And that's, you know, I mean, we're just quarreling about, not quarreling, but discussing what the difference between 125 and 150 right now, which
yeah.
is like not a big deal. I mean, really, I don't really care.
John, how many people were involved? You said you had exposure to them. How many people broadly in the community were they talking to?
Well, they're talking to the school district, to the aquarium, to Hatfield and Oregon Sea Grant at a one-to-one level there.
Okay.
It's not like they had a big meeting, they all talked to them. They went to each office and they spent hours with them. And they've got it, they've appointed a person to act as the representative. That's Jamie Hurd. She was the one on the right-hand side that was mm-hmm. talking. She's assigned to make regular contact every couple of weeks to come down to Newport and meet with people. So that's their level of engagement. And making sure that we're blending in, you know, that the OMSI activity and their planning fits within what's going on in our community.
Well, they're not just coming out of nowhere. They have a 50-year-plus history in Oregon, so...
It's just they're really not local. They haven't been.
Right.
But they seem to be building that. They, in my view, considering what they plan on doing, it fits in very well down there with the Hatfield and the Aquarium and the Community College and even the government agencies that are based there. Somebody could go down and give them an hour and do a project for one of their camps, but may not be able to go 500 miles away and spend 2 days doing it, you know. It fits in fairly well. Tourism a little weak, but it fits in.
Well, and I understand Carolyn saying about 50%, we're funding 50%, maybe that, perhaps that does look better, because it seems like when people, a lot of times when they apply for grants, they ask for double of actually what they need, and so... I'm okay with the 150 to show as 50% of their request.
I prefer the 150 and would like to move along to a vote.
Okay.
I gave them a 95 score and I feel I need to advocate for the most that they can get
all
from the committee.
All those in favor of 150?
Aye.
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 All those opposed?
I was going to go no. I'll stay with my 125, but that's fine.
Okay, what
that's
about
good.
You, Ann?
I'll defer to the majority opinion, and I'll feel fine about it. But
okay.
I just wanted to voice my other concern, which I did.
Therefore, okay. We've funded them at 150?
No, that we've amended it to 150. We've also voted on the main motion, I guess.
We're voting on the dollar amount. Let's
okay.
do it again to make sure it's
all
clear.
Right.
This is, are we funding OMSI for 150?
Okay.
Yes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Okay. Anne has her reservations.
But that's okay. It doesn't matter, really. We're not
Okay. We've funded for OMSI 150, Sea Lions for 50. That's a total of 200. There's 100 left over.
Thank you.
Anything other for the good of the order that people think we need to say?
I feel really good about the decision-making that we did last year, and I feel good about the decision-making we did this year, and I just wanted to express that.
And we will present your recommendations to the City Council because they have the final approval.
Mm-hmm. They wanted a presentation last year.
I don't know that they'll want one this year, but we'll give
you
them
mean
a
from
staff
our committee?
Report. They actually had presentations from the applicants last year.
Well, they
oh,
did two
that's
things.
Right.
They did two things. First of all, they had someone, I showed up for you to just make a few words and present
that's
the
right.
council what our recommendations were, but they also saw
each one
right. of them.
Mm-hmm.
And those are two different things. I'm not sure they want to see all of them, but they probably want somebody to send 2 or 3 minutes making a statement.
What we would probably do is put on the first agenda in March, which would be March 4th, I think, a presentation by a few of you, not the whole group, because we'll then be into having to call a joint meeting between you and the City Council. But if you have 3 people, if you wanted 3 people, would be fine. And then just come and present what you went through today. And then at that point, if Council thinks they want to hear presentations from the applicants, we can make that happen. How's that sound?
Should we leave all this material with
sheets?
You? Or?
Yes, I'll keep the scoring sheets. And then do you want to decide who will come on the 4th?
I'm willing to. Anybody who wants to. Is there any people who want to come and help make the presentation? Carolyn? Okay, that's 3.
Okay, so
is
Margaret.
March 4th?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, I can come if needed.
Margaret, Caroline, and Randy.
Well, it's okay for everybody to come. I don't think there's a problem with that. It's a question of how many people are going to actually make a statement and what kind of statement they're going to make.
Well, I think the point Peggy's making is that
if you have a
if
quorum.
If you have a quorum, then you're having a meeting, and
yeah.
you don't want that, so you're going to have 3 or less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have 4, then you have a meeting.
Right. We'll have to advertise it as a joint meeting of both bodies, which is certainly something we can do if you all want to show
oh,
up.
I mean, I'll be
there. I wouldn't mind not going if Julie and Randy really want to go. That's fine with me. I'll just
What time is it on Monday?
6 o'clock. What I guess I need to know is, if there are going to be more than three of you, I need to know that now so that we can advertise.
I prefer not going.
No, well,
okay. I'm not sure it matters in terms of being that much more work for her. She just has to be able to know.
No, I just need to know, exactly.
Because she has to notice it, and like she's noticed our meetings and put them out, that it's on the agenda.
It's not additional work, just exactly as you said. It's just that if we don't know and four of you show up, then we have a public meetings problem.
Yeah.
We'll plan on Randy and Julie then.
Randy, okay. Julie, and Margaret?
Yep.
Okay. Well, you guys did good work.
Can we leave all this material with Randy?
You certainly.